Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of 2 daughters and 4 beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears.
Good evening to all of our listeners out there on today. We're so very glad to have you and excited to have you tuning in on today's show. As always, we're going to start our show with our prayer by our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. At this time, we have her to give us our opening prayer.
Praise God. God bless you all this evening as you're connecting in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show host from around the globe. Father God, we thank you this morning, this evening, and we praise you. We thank you all the way from morning to evening. You have kept us all day long. So we give you a full day thanks as you have carried us through the a.m. into the p.m. and prayerfully, Lord, down through the night into the newness of a new day. We give you the honor today. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. We thank you for the visionary that you have anointed, appointed, chosen for this hour, Evangelist Norma Chapman, for this amazing talk show host to send words of encouragement, inspiration, uplifting to the world. Father, we thank you today for the topic that it would encourage somebody, that it would inspire someone to press in and to press on, knowing that we all have a purpose and a God that's more than enough to assist us in fulfilling it. This we pray and say amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank our co-host for that awesome prayer. Also want to ask each and every one of you to join in with me for prayer for our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, and pray for her son at this time. And we know God is able, and she's standing in the need of prayer. And we ask that God will heal his body and that he's in control at all times. And I just wanted to let our listeners know and pray for our co-host. And yes, God to give us strength and her entire family, and also pray for her son who's on his bed of affliction. All right, listeners, today our topic will be rain without clouds. And that's a question I'm asking. Can there be rain without clouds? Never. The answer will be never. But the sun will shine after a while. Yes, the sun will shine after a while. And on today we'll be discussing, coming from Ecclesiastic, the 11th chapter, starting at the 7th verse of Ecclesiastic, 11:3, Ecclesiastic. And so we are going to start reading that scripture. But let me give you a little insight on what the topic is about today. Our troubles have always brought us blessings. Now, you're wondering, you're saying, Evangelist Chapman, why are you saying our trouble brings us blessings? Because that's the way God works. Through rain, it could be a blessing, it could be an outbreak, and also God can bring wrath upon us through rain. And we're going to learn more about that as we go into the scriptures and read about it on today. And also I want to say that, and they're always, with rain, there's always a blessing. And we will always have God standing nearby. Our God may drought us with grief and sorrows, but he will never drown us with wealth. He will refresh us with mercy. Let us not worry about the cloud, but sing, because mayflowers are brought to us through April clouds and showers. If you stay tuned in on today's show, and I pray that you will stay tuned in on Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk Show, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith and Mike Duff, encourages you and be encouraged by knowing God is standing nearby. He is the light that takes away the darkness. He is the one that can bring sunshine in our lives when the days are dark and dreary, when there's rain falling, and I'm not talking about the weather rain. I mean, some rain and clouds come in our lives. And you see, as if we can't tell the day from the night, God is always there. And we want to be so excited to be a blessing, to be blessed to be a blessing to you. For God to join in with us as God gives us the glory, as we give God the glory for the sun that shines, even when the clouds hang low. And we'll be coming from Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter, starting at the third verse. But I am going to read from the first verse to the third verse. And then our co-host will read the seventh and the eighth verse, and we will emphasize on that, and we'll be going to another chapter. Chapter 11, starting at verse 1, says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the trees fall towards the south or towards the north, in the place where the trees fall, there it shall be." And the fourth verse says, "As he that observeth the wind shall not soar, and he that regretteth the cloud shall not reap." And I am going to yield here and let our co-host read from the 7 and 8 verse from the same chapter. And then we'll
praise God.
Elaborate on.
Verses 7 reads, it says, "Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing is for the eyes of the behold the sun, to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity." Amen.
All right, Pastor Doris, what these scriptures are telling us is that even though in our life we have dark clouds and obstacles and all type of struggles and trials and tribulation coming our way, our troubles have always brought blessing, because you know what? The sun will shine after a while. I don't care how dark it may seem in our life. We know there's a silver lining behind every cloud. And God promised to never leave us, and he said he would never desert us. So we dare not doubt him. We shall not doubt him. Because in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 2 says, "I will go before you and make the crooked places straight, and I will break in places the gates of the grass and cut the bars of iron." My God. So God is saying, whatever is, he's going to go before us. Whatever is awaiting us, the next second, minute, or an hour from now, he's already gone ahead of us. He's already fixed the problem. He's already worked it out for us. He's already made our crooked places straight. He's already made whatever clouds that came in low. There's a sun going to shine there. Don't worry about how dark the day may be, how much rain may fall in your life. And again, I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about obstacles and trials and tribulations that we go find ourselves, that we go through daily in life. And some of us do it daily, and I know I've been going through a lot. And I've been sick and haven't been feeling well and really have been depressed. But I know God is able. And I know that it may be a cloudy day today, and there may be rain, which the sun is shining outside. But I know even if the rain was falling, it was a cloudy day. I know God is going to bring light and sunshine into my life, because he is the light of the world. And I want to read up here, and I want to have co-host talk with us and let her emphasize on what God is telling her. But listen, the reason why I'm so happy and I'm so excited about today's topic, rain without clouds, and is asking the question, could it ever be? Is it ever raining? And sometimes it could rain and the sun be shining just for a little while, huh? But there's never, never rain without a rainy cloud somewhere in the sky. But then I said the sun will shine. Eventually the rain is going to go away and the sun is going to shine. But the sun that I'm talking about today and the rain and the clouds I'm talking about today is not weather. I'm talking about Jesus is the light of the world. He's our sunshine. When our days are dark and dreary, we can always depend on God. We can always go to him and bring whatever before him and even at his feet. He said, because he said that he will take care of us. And I'm going to stand on the word of God. I believe every word is proceeded out of the mouth of God. I believe it, I decree it, and I declare it. At this time, I'm going to yield and let our co-host speak with us.
Amen, amen. Grace and peace to everyone that's connected this evening on this awesome Thursday evening. We're so grateful once more again that God has been so good, has carried us from a.m. all the way now into the p.m. all day long. And prayerfully, he's going to continue to carry us through the night into the beauty of a new day. I just want to share with you all this. We're talking about such a great topic this evening, such a true-to-life topic. And the topic is letting us know no matter how much rain come in your life, I want you to know this evening that, as Evangelist was so beautifully saying, the sun will shine again. The word of God lets us know, he says, that there will be many afflictions for the righteous. He said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But what I want you to hold on to and what I hold on to, because as I minister, as I encourage, as I share, as I break bread, I always have a piece for me. Praise God. And when you release it, it has to make an impact in your life first. So I thank God for the fact that I've learned how to encourage myself. I've learned how to embrace myself and let myself know, praise God, when there's no one around. Because many times when you're really going through the darkness of life and you look around, there's not many people there. When it's real dark and dreary and many times weary, see, all of the joyous and laughs and those that are there to tell you it's going to be all right, they're not there. So in those places and spaces of time and life, you've got to learn how to lean on the Lord. You got to learn to know that what he said in his word is who he is. He is his word, and his word is him. At this point in place in my life, praise God, I have dealt with many things, but I have learned to trust God. No matter how painful it is and no matter how difficult it is, I've learned to lean on his everlasting arms. Yes, the word of God lets us know that we are going to go through some tests and some fires of life, but the word of God says that, listen, the fire will not burn you. I won't let it consume you. As a matter of fact, because I love you so dearly, and because I love you so much, I will allow you to go through the fires of life and in the midst of the flame and the burning, if you'll just trust me, if you'll just lean on me. He says, I'll bring you out of that fiery furnace, and I'll leave no evidence. As a matter of fact, I won't even let you smell like smoke. There won't be no ashes. There will be no evidence that you've been in. In other words, I will not allow you to look like what you've been through. I will not allow you to look like the place that you have just come out, because you trusted me, because you leaned on me. So when these tests and trials of life come and the rain begin to come, sometimes it looks like the rain's not going to stop. Sometimes it feels like it just keep right on raining. But I want to tell you something else about the rain and the tests and trials of life. Praise God, until it's been tried, it will not be able to come forth as pure gold. Praise God, this evening you are truly listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show that's hosted by none other than Evangelist Norma Chapman. And as God has led, her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. We're talking about the clouds. The clouds where? The clouds in our lives. And the word of God, as she shared in Ecclesiastes, speaks about those clouds. It says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. When we are crying and when we are releasing, many times people look at the tears as if you're sad. They look at the tears as if you're hurting. They look at the tears or if it's a down thing or whatever. But listen, those tears are just a sign of a release. Just as these clouds empty out, we as individuals, when we're going through things, we have to come to a place and point in our life when we empty out. Empty out of what? Empty out through our tear banks. Let me tell you something. I found out in study that the eye can only hold one tear before it falls. If you don't believe it, just test it. Take one drop of eyedropper and put it in your eye. And I assure you, by the time you put the second drop in your eye, the first one will roll out. Why? Because the eye can't hold but one tear at a time. I come to encourage you this evening, as I encourage myself, that as you cry, God knows the purpose and the reason for every tear that falls from your eyes. He is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He knows everything. He sees everything. He's everywhere at the same time. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you are facing, in the midst of the storm and the rains of life, listen, the sun will shine again. You got to have a knowing, hear me real good this evening, in your knowing. In other words, as I am standing watching my son, praise God, go through, and as I am standing, good God Almighty, and hearing the doctor's report, I still hold on to the report of the Lord. Am I not embracing reality of what is being said medically? No, I am. But I understand, praise God, that death is a real part of life. As sure as we're born, God has already said it, that one day we're going to leave here. If perhaps you have thought that you have come here to stay, then you made a real big mistake. One of these old days, as he's calling others' numbers, he'll call your number and your name. He knows your name. He has a date and a time set, and you won't be too early, and you won't be too late. I assure you, if you ain't never been on time to nothing, you'll be on time to that. I want to encourage you, no matter what's going on, don't let nothing cause you, praise God, life nor death, things present nor things to come. Praise God. Listen here. separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. In spite of the rains of life, in spite of the storms of life, in spite of the tests and trials of life, you have got to stand. What are you standing on? You're standing on what will never go down, and that's the word of God. He say, I'm not only your way, I'm your truth. I'm your way, and I'm your life. With me, you got everything you need. I don't make no mistakes. I know a lot of people that are great people, but they make mistakes. I know a lot of people, they're great people, and they have great intentions, but they mess up. Come on now. The word of God lets us know in Romans 3:23, it says, listen, we have all come short of the glory of God. There's none perfect. We're striving towards the mark. So when you go through, don't give up. Don't quit. Listen, press. Keep on pressing. I'm not saying the pressing is going to be easy. I'm not saying the pressing is going to be without tears. I'm not saying the pressing is going to be without hurt, without heartache, without some disappointment. But I'm saying press. Because truly, I'm a living witness. There's a blessing in the pressing. In the midst of the storm and the rain, the sun will shine again. And I release four evangelists to come back in. As we say again,
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. I enjoyed it. As God was speaking to you, truly, for us to know that trials and tribulations are going to come in our lives, but God said it in His word, and if we would trust in Him and never doubt, I'm a little witness that He would surely bring me out. Listeners, remember, you can join in this awesome conversation on today. All you have to do is just press the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your experience. I just want to talk about today's topic and share what God has said to you to say to us. You're welcome to do that by pressing the number one on the phone. I'll bring you to the studio, and at that time, you can have a word on the air to say to our listeners. Remember, today, listeners, we are talking about joy. We're talking about peace. We're talking about rain. We're talking about clouds. We're talking about darkness. We're talking about sunshine. And we're talking about life. Now, what can rain represent? What symbolizes rain? Rain symbolizes multiple things, depending on the content in which it appears. But more commonly, it connotes with sadness, rejection, or despair. Because rain is a common natural occurrence. It is vital for life. Rainfall can also represent rebirth and emotional cleaning. And what it's saying there to us, it can bring sadness, rejection, despair. And it also can do what? It can represent rebirth, and it can also represent emotional cleaning. And the most important thing about what rain symbolizes is rainfall is the amount of rain that falls. And a lot of people say in particular areas where they have rainstorms and storms that produce rain. So I have been riding all over the people. I have been riding in the car, and it's raining on one side of the street. No, the other side of the street is not raining. It's raining. I might go through a little patch of rain, and it's not even within the same block. And the next thing you know, there's no rain. You look behind me, it's raining. That's the way God works. God condenses, and quick as rain comes, rain can also leave. So, in the biblical time, in the Old Testament, God associated rain with life and growth regarding birth and rebirth. Persons use water for baptism, to symbolize spiritual death and resurrection. In other words, spiritual births. In literature, life is formed when rain appears. It suggests a spiritual birth as well. Remember what I was saying about the rain. Rain doesn't always mean bad. Rain doesn't always mean it's going to stay cloudy and dreary. If the day, whatever you're going through, God has an answer, and He will bring out. It's like in the book of Amos, or it's about the fourth chapter of Amos, I think in the seventh verse, right in there, where He dried up the land. He said it would rain on the south. I think it said it will not rain on the north side. He said the south side will have rain, and then the north side will not have rain. I think I got that right, but I'm gonna go there just to make sure that I am that it says exactly what I'm saying. Amos, the fourth chapter, the seventh verse says, "So I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I'll cause it to rain upon one city and cause it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the other piece wherewith upon it rained not." What it's saying in the book of Amos, whenever you read the book of Amos, it's because of their disobedience. They didn't want to believe nothing. They didn't care. They didn't want to listen to what Amos was saying. They were a rebellion against it. And then God had to come in, and God had to spread a rod. He had to, it's like you whip a child. And the Bible says you don't spread a rod. That's what God had to do in the biblical and the book of Amos. So those people, He had to come in and show them, look, I am God. The rain, I can send sunshine, I can send storms, I can send hurricanes, I can send tornadoes. At the same time, I can stop the rain, I can stop the hurricane, I can stop the tornadoes, I can stop the sun from shining, I can do whatever I want to do because I am God. And I have all power in my hand. And we're using rain today that symbolizes whatever we're going through in our life. God is in control. God can cause these things to disappear in a minute or a second, or he can have it to linger for days, for months, and even years. But we still must keep the faith, keep our focus, keep our eyes on God. Knowing that, Lord, I don't care how long I suffer, I'm going through things right now in my life. And I said, well, Lord, I don't know why 2020 have come in like this for me. And it's been a long time since I had to go through what I'm going through now. But it's still all right. Because when I look back and see where the Lord has brought me from, I can count it all joy today. It's another testimony in my life. Just looking back in the year of 1990, I lived to see March the 30th. God's going to add 30 more years to my life. Where I was shot twice in the liver and I was stabbed. The doctor said I wouldn't even live. I lied on a life machine for 40 days and 40 nights. So on the 30th of this month, it'll be 30 years that the Lord has blessed me to still be here. And so I got something I can still shout about, even though what I'm going through right now is nothing compared to what, but I didn't go through anything, but I didn't know I was living, but my mom and my family, they all went through because they were expecting any minute that the doctor would come and say, well, we did everything we could, but she's gone. But yet God looked beyond all of my faults, and then He saw my need. And I thank God for that on today. I just want to give God the glory, and I just want to try to thank you. Thank you for all that you do, for the rain. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for bad days. Thank you for good days. Whatever, Lord, whatever you send, Lord Jesus, I thank you anyway. Because I love you, and I know you. God is not going to do anything in our life to harm us, to hurt us. He wants us to be of good health. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to give him the glory and the honor and the praise. That's where the question comes in. Disobedience, people who don't want to acknowledge God, do not want to give the glory to God. And he said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. He says there's no prospective person. There's no prospective person. And this is where the problem coming at. Because this old disobedient world, back in a biblical day, you can start at Genesis and read all the way to Revelation. You will see where God used rain many, many times. He even dried up the lake. And then Daniel said, how long, Lord? How long? How long will this drop be upon us? I mean, when you can't, when it, the rain comes and you can't eat because you won't have the products and it won't produce the foods that we need and the nourishment that we need for our body. So rain is symbolizes many things, and it rains 40 days and 40 nights. And just go into the Word one day and say, Lord, I just want you to show me some scriptures about what rain in reference to it being a blessing after drought. And what symbol of God's love that rain is a blessing to us? And then you would see that rain and clouds are not always a curse in our lives. This can be also a blessing in our lives. Remember, listeners, you are tuned in to Faith and Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, in which I be on the radio today. I've been going through a lot, you know, and like I said, through it all, God is still, you know, he's still on the throne, and he knows everything that we're going through. He knows what we're going to go through, and he already knows what we've been through. So we just want to just give him the glory and the praise and the honor on today. And if we have any calls, make sure that you press that. If you want to say something on the show, make sure you press that number one, and I would bring you in, and you can be able to comment or question or just talk about our topic on today. Also, I want to say about rain. I'm reminded of when God sent his rain 40 days and 40 nights, he told Noah, he saved family, Noah's generation, and it flooded the whole world. He destroyed the world by water. And I'm reminded today, I said, Lord, I should be always like last week was talking about hurricanes and how flood many floods have happened over the United States, and people have lost a lot of valuables and lost lives through the weather and destroyed a lot of people's lives. But when you look at what he did back and when he destroyed the whole world with war, we can still give God the glory on today. We can still say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because even up north, and when the snow falls, it turns into war. When it rains, I live in the city of New Orleans. Our street floods, our house floods, and people lose automobiles, and in various parts of the world, earthquakes, and then you have fires. God is talking to his people. God is giving us chances after chances after chances to get it right, to get it together. He's letting you know there's nothing in the Word of God, nothing in that Bible that has happened then that he won't let happen now. And I'm telling you, if you read those books in the Bible and read with some of those prophets and the things that had happened and what God told them to go tell the people what he was going to do, and they did not listen to him, read what happened. That's what's happening today. We're not listening to God. We're not seeking God's face. We're doing everything we want to do. We're not in control of nothing. We're not even in control of our little finger that's on our hand. If God want to say, stop functioning, we stop functioning right now. So we just want to just thank God for giving us the discernment and the knowledge and the wisdom to talk about this awesome topic on today. Could there be rain without clouds? And then knowing that the sun will shine, and that sun is going to shine in our lives. If we seek him, give our life to him, give him the glory, give him the honor, that light will be the light of Jesus Christ, that God sent his only begotten Son, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. I'm going to turn it back over shortly to my co-host, but I wanted to emphasize on something she was talking about, that we did not come into this world to be here forever. And the Bible said, be ye ready, but no man knows the day or the hour that he's going to come. So, and then we also know that he did not wonder why. Why he didn't say, well, Chapman, in the year of whatever, or what month or what day, that will be your last time. God did not give us no appointed time when he's going to come. He just said he comes as a thief in the night. But we do know one thing he promised us. He promised us two things. If we live right, then we be obedient to him, then we give our lives to him. And if we'll be saved, baptized, and acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, we shall spend eternity with him in heaven. And he also said what would happen if we do not do the things that I just mentioned. If we do just be rebellion and disobedient and do not want God to be a part of our life, he surely tells us in the word that we're going to hell. So we do know both things are going to happen. Birth, someone is going to be born every day. Someone is going to die every day. We know that some is going to heaven, and we certainly know some is going to hell. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in that number. I want to die in Christ so I can be living in the resurrection when he comes back in the rapture. I want to go back and be with the Lord. And I want to let his seed and be blessed. I want to be with the saints of God. And I want all of the angels and all of the apostles and the 12 disciples. I mean, the 12 Jacob's 12 sons, I want to be with them. The 12 tribes of Israel, I was trying to say. I want to see them all. I want to be there, Lord Jesus. I just want to be in that number. I don't have to be number one. I don't have to be number two. I can be the last one as long as the gate opens for normal. I want to be there. So I want to be able to let the co-hosts come down. And remember, listeners, you can join in on this conversation by pressing the number one on your phone if you want to join in and have a word to say. Our listeners on today, co-hosts.
Amen, amen, amen. We are continuing speaking about the clouds of life and realizing that when those clouds come, we don't have to stop. We don't have to give up. We don't have to quit. We're human, and we respond because we're in this human shell. But one thing we have to continue to remind ourselves and remember that respond, just like in the natural, in the spiritual. Some days you get up and you look outside and you say, wow, it's going to rain today. How do you know it's going to rain? Because you're looking up in the sky and you get all the signs of the rain. Many a times you look up and it's going to rain on your side, or it's raining somewhere else. What is that telling us when we look at it, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual? When it may be joy on your side, it's raining on somebody else's side. And when it may be rain on somebody else's side, it's joy on your side. What does that let us know? That let us know it's going to be a little rain in every one of our lives. We're not going to live a life where we're completely exempt from any issues. We've already been told that. We've already been told that sure as we're born, that we're going to leave here. We've already been told that that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many, many, many. He said many. He said, well, listen, if you just depend on me, if you just embrace me, if you just trust me, he said, I'll bring you out of all of them. And the beautiful thing about it, see, all can be quite a bit. All can be maybe this month or the next month. I got 3-4 months of smooth sailing and then come a test. But he said, I will bring you out of all of them, not of some of them. I'll bring you out of all. But in the midst of me bringing you out, all I need you to do is just trust me to bring you out. Remember, I am your shepherd, and I made the promise to you as that is that you shall not want. He said, yeah, but I do want. Because I'm more than enough to supply your every need. I'm more than enough, praise God, to bring you out of anything that you're going through. That's why I am your shepherd. And further than that, he's a good shepherd. He's a shepherd of all, praise God. And he said, whatever it is that you're going through, he said, I'll bring you out. I won't just bring you out, but I'll bring you up and I'll bring you out. And I'll bring you into a wealthy place, a place that relieves you from that issue, a place that relieves you from the situation and circumstance of life that you're facing. I want to encourage somebody out there in the world today that has connected on this line to know it may be raining in your life. Someone else, it may be just a little drizzle. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever roll down the street and you look on one side of the street and it's pouring down rain. And as soon as you come across the intersection, on the other side, the sun is shining. What a mighty God. That is just like our lives today. Somebody got rain, and somebody's on the other side enjoying and rejoicing. But guess what? After a while, it's going to rain over there too. Why? Because we all are going to go through things. There's nobody on the face of this earth that's going to be exempt from tests and trials. But I'm sure that I want you to know this, that they don't come. I believe, and as the word of God is shared, they don't come to destroy us. Because the Lord said we could depend on him. They come to make us. If you want real good gold, try that gold that's been tried, that gold that's been going through that process, that gold that's going through the heat of that fire, just like our lives. Many people that have made it, that have made great accomplishments in life, that have come through so many things, go ahead and hear the story, and you'll see they've been tried, and they have come forth as pure gold. As I say perfect, no, but they've come through that test. Guess what? Now they're prepared for the next one, because after that one comes another one. After that one comes another one. But you depend on the same God. The same one that brought you through that first test will bring you through that second test. Will bring you through that third test. However many it is, you got a but God. A but God, what? In the midst of the cloud, guess what? It's raining, but God. In the midst of the cloud, I'm going to still depend on him. I'm going to still trust him. I'm going to still lean on his everlasting arms. Because guess what? No matter how low I go, he won't let me fall. Praise God, and no matter when I'm down, it's not about how many times I go down. It's about the fact of the matter. That through him, I'm able to get back up again, stronger, wiser, and better. So we encourage this evening, you all that are connected. Whatever you're going, know this. Number one, you're not alone. Because he made you a promise in Deuteronomy 31 and 8. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be right there with you. And I will be there with you until how long? Until the end. He said, I'll never leave you. How long is never? Forever. How long is forever?
forever is a long time. Man can't say that I'll be there with you forever because he's limited. But God says, I'll be there with you until the end. Who's greater? None. None greater than the Lord. Praise God. We are so thankful, praise God, that he is with us. And not only is he with us, we are thankful that he is for us. So be encouraged this evening, no matter what you may be facing, knowing that, look, it's a little dreary right now. Somebody in the world, praise God, is going in the hospital, and in the ICU room, there's a loved one. And some mother this evening, praise God, is dealing with a child that she's raised and taught the right thing to do and trying to figure out why they keep doing the wrong thing. It's random. Some mother is sitting in a place where watching hers walk across a stadium of thousands and be congratulated for great accomplishments is joy. It's a beautiful sunshine. Somebody in the world is going through different things at different times, but guess what? We serve a God that's able to be everywhere all at the same time. And no matter how many times we have joy, somewhere along the way, we are going to have pain. No matter how much pain, pain is not going to last forever. Hurt is not going to last forever. It's not going to always rain. It's not going to always be cloudy. Be encouraged. You're going to smile again. Come on, come on. Sunshine, you're going to shine again. Joy, you're going to not only keep your joy, but rejoice in your joy. Let me encourage you something. Why are you going through the rain? Keep on smiling. While it's cloudy and the storms are raining, and you may be in just a little drizzle, and somebody else is in a Category 5 hurricane, and somebody else is in a flood of life, and just using the weathers as examples of real life, and somebody else getting a little shower. But whatever it is, while you're going through, keep on giving God a praise. Don't let nothing rob you of your praise, because let me tell you something, praise is a weapon. Worship is a weapon. Come on, prayer is a weapon. Those are your weapons of warfare, praise God. And the word of God lets us know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't pick up objects and knives and guns and things of this world to bring hurt. But my weapon is when I go down on my knees, or when I lift my hands up unto the Lord, when I cry loud and spare not, when I lean on his everlasting arm, when I go into my prayer closet and come on in the room, God Almighty, and close the door and have a little talk with Jesus, praise God. See, that's where, praise God, that we are able, praise God, that's where we are able, praise God, to see the move of God. When we get in that place, that quiet time, that's why it's so important for you, as the word of God say, to study, to show myself approved. When we pray to God, when we communicate with God and we pray to him, as we're talking line of communication that we call prayer, oh, bless the name of the Lord, praise God, he responds back to us, to me, to you, my brothers and sisters that are connected. My God, I love you, praise God. Somebody on this line this evening, praise God, is really in the midst of a storm. But I hear the Lord told me to tell you that the storm is soon over. He said, just endure, just press. I know the rain is hard. I know the lightning is striking. But God said, just press. For truly there is a blessing in the pressing. Not only am I going to bring you out, but I'm going to bring you up and I'm going to bring you out. Some that you thought were very close to you, you have found out that they were not who they say they are. That's okay. When people show you who they are, just believe them. Just love them and keep it moving. You have a breakthrough. And in the midst of your breakthrough, you're breaking out of this place, because the word of God not bound. You can't chain it. You can't lock it down. Good God Almighty, you can't hold it down. So I decree and declare this evening that you are free. Woman, you are free. Man, you are free today. Praise God, you are free. It's been raining and seems like it won't stop. But I come to tell tell you that the sun will shine. As a matter of fact, I take a leap of faith and tell you that the sun is shining right now. So be encouraged, be uplifted, be inspired today to know that in spite of the rain, the sun will shine. I come to tell you, weeping endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Can I tell you by faith that it's morning time? Your tears are just a sign of release. It's all right to cry. Men cry, women cry. It does not say you're weak. It just says I'm human and I too hurt. But I know I serve a God that'll dry my tears away. Weeping endure for a night. But joy coming in the morning. So I come to tell you this. You are listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with Evangelist Norma Chapman and co-host Pastor Doris Smith. Listeners, we want you to talk. We want you to share. Praise God. If you have a word that you want to share, you want to chime in, we want you to connect and hit that one on your line and come on in. We do pray that you have been encouraged back in the hands of Evangelist Chapman.
God bless you, Pastor Doris Smith. I'm so happy and excited. And I'm full of joy on today. We're talking about the rain that's coming out of lies, but the sun will shine after a while. And I'm reminded in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 4 says, "Even as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth through sunshine after rain," listeners. Also, when you have time, you can read on in Psalms 1 and 13, we're giving some scriptures on today about the rain, the sun, and it's David is saying that from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. And you can look in the book of Habakkuk 3 and 4, tell you about the radiance of the sun, and Jeremiah, the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, and the 35th verse tells us that thus says the Lord, Jeremiah said, "Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, and the sixth order of the moon, and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves rage, so that its waves will roll. The Lord of hosts is his name." Listeners, God is good. God is merciful. God is kind. And in Isaiah 60 chapter, in the first verse, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." And I pray through our lesson on today that someone that was in the dark, that did not know how the sun was going to shine, and in the days were dark and dreary, I pray that something that was said on today through the Word of God that will give you the strength to keep enduring and keep praying and keep asking God to bring you out of the storm, because He will. He will. Matthew 13 and 43 tells us that then the righteousness will shine forth as a sun, and the kingdom of their Father, he who has ears, let him hear. So listeners out there, if you have ears on today and you heard the Word of God, I pray that the Lord will bless you. I pray that the Lord will prosper you. I pray that if you're in need of being healing, that God will bring healing in your home. I pray that if you have a bow down head and you're just going through and don't know which way to turn, and maybe a cloud that's hanging over you, I pray that the cloud will be removed and God will replace it with sunlight in your life. And I want to read this with you in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse tells us, But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Listen, we are so blessed. God, the God who gives us so many scriptures to let us know that even though there may be obstacles and struggles in our lives, that if the sun is going to shine after a while, listen. And I was feeling down and out on today. I told my co-host last night, I didn't think I was going to be able to do the show on today. And I had a lot of doctor's appointments to go to and been stressed out. And then the Lord just began to speak to me and said that when you've done all that you can do and you can't do no more, just faint and keep the faith, knowing that I'm going to bring things out all right. And we only have a couple of minutes left in the show. I think it's only like 3 to 4 minutes left in the show. I don't see that any callers that we have listeners out there. I don't see anyone that have pressed the number one on their phone if they want, indicating that they want to say a word on the show. But you're welcome to just come in and just say hello to us. We'll be glad just to hear your voice. And hello to our co-host and let her know that you're praying for her, and I just thank God for you. And remember, listeners, that we pray that every Thursday that Facing Your Fears will be on from 4:30 to 5:30, and from 5:30 to 6 at Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I pray that every week that the Lord gives me my wonderful, amazing, awesome co-host, give us the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding how to go forward with Faith in Your Fears, which this month would be 1 year that Faith in Your Fears has been alive with a live radio show. And we want to thank God for this year. And we pray that the years to come and the months to come will be as exciting and as happy and joyful as it was in the year of 2019. So listen, at this time, we only have a couple of minutes left. I see there's no one that wants to say anything at this time. At this time, I am going to give my information on me because we have time to take our time today to do it, and we're going to have a closed prayer on today. You can contact me through Norma, all lowercase letters, Norma_Chapman@yahoo.com. Or you can contact me through my Facebook page, Facing Your Fears on Facebook, and also What Faith Can Do. Now, I talked a little bit about on the 30th, this is my God, added 30 years to my life. Well, What Faith Can Do is the book that I wrote in reference to the tragedy that happened in my life, and God spared me. If I live to see the 30th of this month, it would be 30 years that the Lord has added to my life, and allowed a coma for 40 days, for 6-day blood transfusion and 7 surgeries, and I called you 3 times. I'm going to tell the Lord thank you. So What Faith Can Do has a Facebook page as well, but you can contact me through that. I'm also on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, and you can always go to my page, Norma Chapman, and you can contact me through that information that I just related to you. And at this time, we'll let our co-host give her information quickly and close us out and close the track, co-host.
Amen, amen. You can reach me on Facebook, Doris Smith. I would love to connect with you. You can also reach me as well on our prayer line, which we are on the line every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m., the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation through the Word of God and the power of prayer. Dial 712-775-031, and the access code is 710-569-POUND. Quickly again, it's 712-775-7031, access code 710-569-POUND.
That's every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Father, we thank you this evening, and we praise you. We bless your holy name for those that have connected this evening. And, Father, we pray that there anyone out there in this radio connection today that is going through the clouds of life, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would allow the sun to shine. For we pray that you would not only allow them to experience your power, but your presence, letting them know that you are who you say you are and that you do just what you say you do. A promise is a promise, and that you are a promise keeper. We thank you and we praise you. We bless the name of the Lord today for you carrying us all day long, keeping us even through the night to allow us to see a brand new day tomorrow where you are daily once more again load us with your benefits. In the midst of the clouds of life, will shine again. And though we know that we can endure for a night, joy cometh in the morning. You are all in your morning time, and it is well.
Amen. We want to thank God for all of your listeners on today, and that would include our episode for today. Remember, listeners, to tune in next week at from 4:30 to 5:30, and dial that same number at Error code 917-889-3028, and you will be tuned in to Faith in Your Fears. Have a blessed day, and thank God for all of our listeners on today that will include our show for today. Goodbye.